Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Life's better with American Family Insurance because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Welcome to the Atta Decluttering Podcast.
We're your hosts. I'm Amy Ravel from Simply Organized.
And I'm Kirsty Faruja from Feels Like Home.
We can't wait to share with you all our tips and tricks to help you declutter and keep your home and family organized.
To hang out with us more, check out the Art of Decluttering on Facebook and Instagram.
And we'd love you to check out our website, artofdecluttering.com.au, and see all that's happening over there.
Let's get started.
Kirsty, I have a little trick when I go and do speaking gigs. And for anyone that has not yet seen me and will in the future, I'm sorry for ruining it, but I'm going to tell you what I do is there's always a whiteboard or something like that. And if it's a flipping whiteboard, I always go in early and I flip the whiteboard onto the side I don't want to use and I write on it, how do I get my husband on board? And then I flip the whiteboard back over. And then at the end, when it's question time, I say to them, I've written the most commonly asked question on the back of this whiteboard. And the first person that asks it gets a free copy of my book. And then the first person that asks, how do I get my husband on board? I flick the board over. I've never, ever done a speaking gig and not been asked, how do I get my husband on board?
Totally.
It is the most commonly asked question, isn't it?
It is. I have found the same when I do speaking as well. So this week, our episode is brought to you by us.
Yeah, brought to you by you.
Yeah, brought to you by
everybody
you.
Who's ever asked us this question.
Yes, if you have a husband or a partner
or a wife,
yeah, or a wife
or children,
and you love to blame it all on them.
We're going to be tackling the hard questions today.
It's all somebody else's fault.
Yeah, so I think today you need to sit down. Or maybe you actually need to go for a walk or go for a run or walk the dog to get out some of your frustration, because Auntie Kirsty and Auntie Amy are going to give some home truths today that you may not love, but we say it in love and we say it with grace and we say it because we want the best for you. Not that we know what's best for you, but we want the best for you.
Yes. Only ever love coming from our hearts to yours. So please, if you're ever offended by anything that we say, just say, they love me.
They love me. They didn't mean that to be insulting.
No, they did not. We never do.
It's definitely an issue that a lot of households feel. And really the core of the issue is there is clutter. It ain't my fault.
Yes. We hear this all the time. We hear it all the time. We know that it's not your issues. It's always somebody else's issues, isn't it? It's your husband's, it's your kids. If only your husband, partner, if only your kids would keep their clutter to themselves or would be deal with their clutter, then your house would actually be an Instagrammable house, wouldn't it?
Your tongue is so firmly placed in your cheek right now.
It totally is. So we actually really want to challenge you to do the really challenging and deep work to decide if this is really the case. Is it really all your husband's fault? Like, let's be honest here. Everybody could do a bit more work on their relationships, on their home, on their life. Everybody could. So we're not saying that it's not your husband's fault. We're not saying that it's not your kid's fault. But is it also your fault?
Yeah. Are you also responsible for some of what happens? Maybe you're responsible in the fact that you're also a bit of a clutterbug, but you managed to hide yours better. Maybe you're not very disciplined and so things just build up. Even though you know you're going to get to them and you've got the mental tab open to get to it, you kind of just haven't because you've been busy, you've been working, you've been maybe taking some self-time, which is also really important. But what we want to address today is that you can't shift the whole blame onto somebody else. What do they say when you point at someone? There's three fingers pointing back at you or whatever that silly saying is. But we want to really want to help you. We do want to give you some tips on how to help the people in your home that maybe aren't on the declutter journey, maybe aren't on the minimalism journey. But we also want to help you know what you can change in that situation without getting really frustrated at the people that you live with.
Because sometimes what happens is that our husbands, our partners, our children, our wives, their messiness has actually given you an unconscious permission to be really messy as well. So you'll go, oh, well, if I can't beat them all, might as well join them.
That's really true.
Yeah.
If you want to be neat and tidy, but then your husband has a pile of clothes next to his bed, and so you think, oh, whatever, I'll just have a pile next to mine.
Yeah. Or you've been nagging and nagging for 20 years and you've just given up hope. So you just go, oh, well, I may as well just join them.
Mm.
Or is it the other way around? Has your laziness given other people permission to follow suit? I know that that is often true with parents with children, that our own laziness in whatever that looks like, maybe it's brushing your teeth. Maybe you don't brush your teeth as often as you should, and you've given permission to your children not to brush their teeth as often as they should. Like, it doesn't, we're not just talking about clutter. It is the concept that what we set the standard as, other people follow suit. Mm. And so we can get really frustrated, particularly when you start this decluttering journey. Like, maybe you've just started listening to us this year and you're like, awesome. Maybe you've been watching a Netflix series and you're like, right, this is my new normal. I'm totally changing. And you're getting really frustrated with other people in your house. And you're like, but why aren't they following me? Like, this is the best thing ever since sliced bread, so why not? But you've actually been training them their whole life to not do this. So
the example that you set is often what is reflected back at you. I know, Kes, I was listening to a throwback episode during the week, and I loved what you said, is that your children are a mirror that are just reflecting back to you the things that frustrate you about yourself.
Yes.
And I thought, oh my gosh, that is so true. And then when it comes to clutter, it's really, really true. Mm-hmm. So often parents will say, oh, the kids have too many toys and they don't know where they are and they never pack them up. And then you maybe look in the study and see that the parent has 4 old iPhones and 2 computers and a pile of papers. And you're like, oh, yeah, this is what is normal in this house. And it's not that the children are bad and it's not that you're bad. It's that this is the example that's been set. So our challenge to you today is to have a look in your little mirrors that are reflecting back at you around your home.
Called Kirsty and Amy as well.
And maybe see where can you take responsibility that might actually shift what's happening in the family?
Yeah, and please hear our hearts. We're not saying that it's all your responsibility.
No.
We're not saying that, you know, your children are a direct, consequence of your actions. Like, we were in a home just yesterday with one of Amy's clients, and they have 5 children. All 5 of them are completely different, and they're all a unique reflection of how they were created and their environment and their up, you know, and they're both their parents and the combination of their 2 parents together. So
yeah, no 2 people are the same.
No. So please don't hear us saying that your kids are messy and it's all your fault. We just want to challenge you that when you say in your head or out loud that my house is like this because of so and so, well, is that the full case? Is that really what's going on, or is it a combination of things? Has something come along and life's just thrown you a curveball? And before kids, you were amazingly organized, and now suddenly you're finding it hard to even get dressed in the morning and get them to school or get them, you know, rolling in the morning. Things, we can be a certain way before we have children and then we have children, or we can be a certain way and then tragedy strikes us in some form or another, trauma happens, and we become a different new person. So we want you to have grace for yourself and grace for the people around you, and then to start taking action and start changing your behavior and see how that goes.
And you know what's really frustrating is you cannot force other people to change.
Oh, it's so frustrating. You can't. It would be amazing if I could just make you a mini Kirsty.
Imagine that.
Oh, please.
It'd be so amazing.
Is that really what you think, Amy? I'm not so sure.
But do you know what the good news is? You can change you. And so you don't have to be frustrated at yourself because you have full control of yourself. So if you're frustrated that your housemate is always leaving dishes in the sink, you can control whether or not you've just put yours on top or whether you wash them. And do you know what? Whether you spend the extra 30 seconds washing theirs too. You actually get to choose that. And so what we want to do today is empower you to give you steps that you can take that's not just, ugh, they're so annoying to live with, but is actually, what can I do in this and how can I manage how I'm feeling and how can I inspire them too? Because you want them to be a better version of themselves.
Hmm. And that's going to look different to what you look like. You may be, you know, as I said, you may have been perfectly organized before and now you're not so, and you may find it quite easy to get back to being that perfectly organized person. But we all need to have grace and love and patience with the people that we live with and record with.
Everybody.
Do you know that that's my word for the year?
Oh, I haven't asked you what your word for the year is.
Yes.
What is it?
Love.
Oh, Kirst. That's so beautiful.
I'm trying.
You're giving I'm growing. That out.
I'm growing in this.
Oh, that's really good.
Yes.
I really like that. I haven't nailed mine yet. Cal and I were talking about it last night and going, have you got your word for the year yet? Neither of us have got one. So maybe we might even have a year without a word.
Yeah, I had that last year.
Yeah, which is totally cool.
Yeah. Anyway, so what can people do?
Well, one of the things you can do is just start decluttering your own things. Mm. What we see time and time and time and time and time again is when somebody takes the lead in a family and starts decluttering is others jump on board. So I will often have a client who says, my husband is totally not wanting to do this process, but he's given me permission to do like the shared household things and my things, but he doesn't want us to touch anything of his. And he's difficult, but he understands it will reduce my stress. And then we'll get a message like 3 months later and go, oh my gosh, my husband got home from work on Friday night and just quietly decluttered his socks and undies. And then on Saturday, he went through his toolbox and decluttered, because it's contagious. Decluttering is a contagious disease that you are a carrier of.
Love that.
Even yesterday when Kes was talking about when we were decluttering with this beautiful family that are clients of mine, their second eldest daughter is, let me work out, she's 8. And at the start of the day, she was not massively into the decluttering. She wanted to keep a lot of things. And she'd said to us, I've been dreading today. And then just as she was leaving to go on a play date after about 2 hours, she said to us, I was so wrong. I thought this was going to be boring, but this is actually really fun.
It was very beautiful. She came up and gave us all hugs and she loved it.
And that's the kind of transformation that being in the process and knowing that it's a freeing process, that it's not a drudgery process. Like, decluttering is not meant to be a chore. It actually is enabling freedom.
Yes.
Which is an awesome thing, but until you know it, you don't know it.
Yes. You don't know what you don't know.
Correct.
I have often worked with people and we hear it in our course all the time about this exact question. Like, what can I do to help my husband? It's all my husband's fault. And I say all the time, just work on yourself. Work on yourself, work on yourself, work on yourself. Work on the things that you have control of. Work on your attitude. Work on your ability to declutter. Work on your mindset. Work on the way that you act in your home. And if it does nothing else, it's changed one person in your home. So as much as other people's transformations are exciting and we can give you countless stories of how husbands and partners and children have got on board, if that is not the case for you, you at least change one person's life by changing yourself. So just work on yourself and then see what happens. And it may take a couple of days, it may take a couple of months, may take years, it may never happen, but you'll have changed one person in your home.
We have some amazing sponsors that help The Art of Decluttering get on the air every single week. We're on every single podcast app. We're on YouTube. We're even in Virgin Australia flights and their in-flight entertainment system. So if you want to reach our growing community, we would love you to come on board as a sponsor. So if that is of interest to you, email hello@artofdecluttering.com.au and we'll get our sponsorship kit straight out to you.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Now, back to the show. There's a throwback episode that you might like to listen to. It's episode 43 and it's called Inside Scoop. And it's Kirsty and I interviewing Cal, my husband, and just hearing what it's like to live with someone who's organized. Or you could listen to our episode called Our Kids. And that's our four kids talking about what it's like to live with someone who's organized. So that can be really encouraging, is that the changes that you make can give space for others to make changes too and give space for growth and all that kind of thing. So I guess one of the things that I've found that is my first thing that I ever say when someone says, it's all my husband's fault, how do I get my husband on board, I can't declutter because he just clutters it back up again, is to say, have you talked about it? Because communication is really important in any relationship, whether it's your housemate or you're back home living with your parents or whatever it is, you've got to talk about it. And until they know what's going on for you, they're not mind readers. No one's a mind reader. And so you actually...
I'm pretty good at reading your mind.
What am I thinking right now?
That you wish I'd let you keep talking.
No. I was thinking about what we're going to eat for lunch.
That was going to be my second guess.
Sure it was. That's what everyone always says. So we want you to talk to whomever it is that you're feeling frustrated with. This can be really great for teenagers or for older children to be able to say some of these questions that evokes conversation rather than condemnation. So you can say, it would mean a lot to me if. It would mean a lot to me if you didn't leave the dishes in your bedroom, 17-year-old son, but you brought them out to the kitchen so they're not as hard to wash. Or you could say, when you help me around the house, I feel. When you help me do the washing, I feel respected. When you help me mow the lawn, I feel understood. So you're owning it and you're saying how you feel rather than, when you never think about doing the lawns, I feel like a poor housewife, or I feel like an unappreciated father, mm-hmm. but owning it. And the other one that works really well in our house and that we've learnt to use is, I feel valued when. And that's because what we want in our marriage is we want each other to feel valued. I feel valued when you remember that it's the kid's birthday coming up and you make present suggestions. Or I feel valued when you give thoughts what we're having for dinner tonight. So those kind of discussions, I'll say them again. It would mean a lot to me if, when you help around the house, I feel valued when. And they've been really helpful for me, and they're some of the questions I would recommend that you think about or create your own versions of.
Yes, because it's then putting the emphasis on how you feel and your emotions around it rather than blaming the other person and making it about them. It's still about them because I feel value when you did something, but it's how it's putting it in language that they can't deny. You can't say, well, you can't feel value when I do that. Like that, you can't do that. It's not a conversation. When I say to you, Amy, I feel valued when you help me to do blah, blah. You can't turn around and say what?
No, that's not true.
That's not true. No, yes, it is.
You don't get to say that's not true about that.
Yes. So they're very helpful questions. And we really want to encourage you to speak life over people and speak life. And what we mean by that is speak life, not just speaking out loud, but even in your head, speaking life over somebody, saying, I know their heart for me. I know they love me, even when they don't do what I've asked them to do.
Could you say that again? That was a great sentence.
What did I say?
I know they love me even when.
Even when they don't do.
Even when.
Yes, even when.
That's beautiful. That might be my word for the year. Even when.
Even when. Oh, ooh, you've just had one of those golden moments.
I have. I've got like tingles. Even when.
Yes.
I'm going to help you even when I don't feel like it. I'm going to love you even when I'm too tired.
I'm going to love you even when you're being a so-and-so. Okay. Even when you don't help me, even when you don't see how significant this declutter journey is for me in my life, I'm going to love you. And I'm going to find value in you. Oh my goodness, I've made Amy cry. Everybody stop press. Jared, I've made Amy cry. Wow, now you're making me cry by watching you cry.
That is so significant. Ladies and gentlemen, I think I found my word for the year, even when. Whew, okay. Before I pull myself together, I can't even talk. This is usually Kirsty doing this. All right, I'm back together. I'm good. So I need to blink a few times so I can read out the iTunes review that comes from Zigbree123. They say, I love to listen along while I'm cleaning around the house. The podcast is great for ideas and tricks for organizing and even just for some good company while you're doing the housework. It's also lovely to realize that I'm not the only one with problem areas around the house.
Oh, lovely.
We love that people listen to us when they do the housework. I love that.
And I think that that's a subliminal way of getting into your family's heads as well. Not so subliminal. But if you're... Maybe don't just put on headphones and listen to it with your headphones. Maybe put it on in the car or on Google Play at home.
If you've got other people around.
Yeah, so that other people can hear it and they may be whinging, they may say turn it off. But even when they do that, you can love them and keep listening to us. Maybe that's when you get your headphones on. But yeah, we just really want to encourage you to have conversations. Make it a priority to have conversations with your family members so that you can say to them how you're feeling and what they could do to help and start working on your own stuff.
And what you can do practically is come and join our online community called the Art of Decluttering Community on Facebook, because there you can find other like-minded people that when you're needing someone who gets it, you can come and hang out there, ask questions, see what other people are doing, because sometimes it's just knowing that other people get where you're at that can be really encouraging. So come and join our Facebook community. It won't be the same without you.
We can't wait to hang out with you again next week, and we hope you have a lovely week while we're waiting. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for joining us.
If you've learnt something awesome today, we'd love you to leave us a review on iTunes or Facebook so others can find our podcast too.
Don't forget, you can see the show notes in your podcast app or over at our website, artofdecluttering.com.au. So if there's anything you want more info on, check it out there.
If you'd like to join our supporter community, you can do so over at patreon.com/theartofdecluttering.
We hope you have a great rest of your day
and enjoy the freedom.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.